It's mentioned in Sahih Muslim, volume number 5, hadith number 5118, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, a person who has an animal which he has to sacrifice, he should not remove his hair, nor trim his nails. Based on this hadith, a person who is sacrificing an animal, has an animal and wants to sacrifice on Eid day or the following 3 days, he should not remove his hair or trim his nails from the first day of the Dhul-Hijjah until he sacrifices the animal. This restriction is only for the person who is sacrificing the animal himself. If a person has asked somebody else to sacrifice on his behalf, then the restriction is not there. It further mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, hadith number 5446, Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the deeds done during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the most important deeds done in the full year. And that's the reason you should say the tahleel, the takbir, and tahmeed. Tahleel is La ilaha illallah. Takbir is Allahu Akbar. Tahmeed is Alhamdulillah. And it is mentioned in Fathul Bari, volume number 2, page number 462, that the takbirat mentioned there is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Lillahi alhamd. That Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. There is no God but Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Lillahi alhamd. All praise are due to Allah. The takbirat is mentioned in Fathul Bari, volume number 2, page number 462. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Lillahi alhamd. It's also mentioned in Fathul Bari, volume 2, page number 65, that Abdullah bin Umar and Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with them both, they used to go out in the marketplace during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and loudly they used to recite the takbirat. And when the others used to hear them, the sahabas, they used to repeat on their own. That means it is a sunnah during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah to say the takbirat loudly in the marketplace. It's mentioned in Fathul Bari, volume 2, page number 65, that Abdullah bin Umar and Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with them both, they used to go out in the marketplace during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and loudly they used to recite the takbirat. And when the others used to hear them, the sahabas, they used to repeat on their own. That means it is a sunnah during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah to say the takbirat loudly in the marketplace. I have traveled to so many Muslim countries. I have never heard in any Muslim country Muslims saying loudly in the marketplace, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Lillahi alhamd. I have not heard. Many Muslim countries I've gone to. Maybe in some Gulf countries, there may be people saying, but when I travel, I've not heard this in the marketplace. We should revive this sunnah.